All right, Friday show. Oh, you know what? Maybe not Friday's show.
You are off to bad.
We're going to do something right off the bat. We're going to get Corey, the producer, just audio. If you want to go video, you can. Whatever you want, Corey.
They wouldn't be able to see him.
They'll see him. Corey, when is this podcast being released, the audio version? Tell the people.
It'll be released this afternoon, Thursday afternoon.
So is this going to be the new thing? Like an hour or two after, a couple hours, same day, but a couple hours later. Is that going
to
be the new?
I think that's the plan, yeah, to release basically as soon as it's ready, Monday and Thursday afternoons.
Monday and Thursday afternoon podcast. And then same thing like day after, like Twitter clips, YouTube clips, pretty faces.
Yeah, the people want the pod. They want it faster. We're going to give the people what they want.
They want it faster.
Tell me this, Corey. My costumes that I rely on for entertainment value, they will be able to see them next day still on Spotify in the video format, right?
No. Oh, the vodcast? No more vodcast.
No, we're doing audio.
Why are we even recording this?
Because we're still going to do some video clips for social and for YouTube occasionally. I mean, it's still, you know, okay. They're still going to see
it. I am all for cutting out YouTube. Bunch of troll clowns.
They're so mean.
Okay.
They're mean. Hey, guys.
Well, that's interesting. So that's good news. Bad news today. Two negatives. First of all, I went to the dentist. My wife works in the dental field.
Children's dentistry
feels like it was brushed with a cinder block.
Did you go to her dentist because those are the chairs that you fit the best in?
So
because she works at a child's dentist office?
It's called a pediatric dentist. So first of all, it's free over there. Hillsborough Pediatric Dentist here in Nashville.
Oh my God.
Here's the issue. Everything in a dentist office is set up to ruin your day. So it's like, oh, sit in this chair. We're just going to do a quick cleaning. Granted, this is my wife. She breaks out the professional tone. I already knew from the start. I was like, oh God.
So you don't just
lean back. Like your feet are 6 feet above your head. I'm inverted on this table for no reason. Then I got metal objects just being scraped and smacked around. I don't know what's happening. Then they got this you're familiar with this vacuum thing they have.
Just close your mouth.
As soon as this tube goes in, I close my mouth. Tongue just right to the tube. It's doing nothing. I'm spitting everywhere. I'm uncomfortable. And then, of course, because I'm Hannah's husband, it's like show and tell. The other people are coming in. Oh, is this your husband? Uh-huh. I'm laying back. I'm looking at my feet. They have TVs mounted on the ceiling. No television
on. Stirrups.
No channel. The stirrups.
No.
And then it's like a test. They're asking you questions. It's like the Parks and Rec episode. They're like asking me questions. Like, don't speak. I'm like, did you not want to? And then I'm starting to talk and I'm biting people's fingers. Horrendous. I never go to the dentist for this reason. And I don't ever want to go back, but I have.
You know who's going to love this? Everyone who's never been to a dentist, because you told it so well, I felt like I was there.
Oh, it's horrible. Also, so good. I left this morning to run errands.
Uh-oh.
I come back home.
Oh, good.
And I knew as soon as I stepped in the door, I said, hey, boys, nowhere to be found.
Oh, yes.
Whenever that's the case. My dogs are smart, but they're also a little dumb. So they're smart enough to get past the shock pad and the gate to get upstairs. But they're not smart enough to realize when you hear the beep outside, that's my car. So instead, I come in and all I hear is, I'm sure you can hear that on the podcast.
Oh, I heard it.
They just come streaking down and they just stop at the landing and look at me. Like, we weren't up there. Of course, I go upstairs. The trash is just everywhere. And there's a nice turd on my floor in my office. So
when Simmons says he likes the banter, I think he means like us talking, not stories about dogs and dentists.
Dogs and dentists are all I want to talk about today. If we had a big enough following, I wouldn't talk about anything sports. Go ahead. You can start off. Why don't you take it from here, pal?
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to keep you connected and moving together as one.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from sports exploration and green energy to delivering pizza and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
Can we just talk about Steph Curry in the big picture? Can we do a sound effect around that, Corey? Thanks. Got it.
overreactions. So you have Curry's last 8-10 games, whatever it is. He's been on a crazy streak lately.
Yes, he has.
Curry last night, first time in a while, he's not gone for 30. I think he had like 20-ish, 25-ish. I forget. They lost to the Wizards. Here's the thing about Curry.
Yep.
Best shooter of all time. Anybody who disagrees with that is a total donkey. First ballot Hall of Famer, top 5 point guard of all time, just outside the top 10 all time, I think, on everybody's list. I don't think anybody has him top 10 yet. And maybe that changes. If you are collecting Steph Curry with the thought of, this is my favorite, like this is your Larry Bird, you're just going to hold these things forever. Mm-hmm. I think it's a safe investment. I don't have any issue with you holding, especially his 2009 rookie stuff. And Indy's got some numbers. He's an all-time great, championships, MVPs, no question. His mm-hmm. hobby value is never going to be in the tank. Like this is just, he's going to transcend time. To me, he's the most influential player in the game that I've seen. Not the best, but influential. Like Shaq changed everything. It became about how to defend this big guy. Nobody could do anything. The hack of Shaq. He changed a ton of stuff. But Curry is the guy who's responsible for the NBA being what it is today. Like undersized guys, especially guards, and it's become a three-point game. I credit him with more of that change than anybody.
I feel like Curry was, when I started watching / paying somewhat attention to basketball again, it was because he was just unstoppable three-point artist. I mean, that was, I knew nobody in basketball. I still know very few, but Curry was dominating headlines everywhere. You couldn't miss him.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, and of course, he was part of the Golden State super teams. I'm not taking anything away from Steph Curry. To me, he is one of the best, one of the top 5-10 best players I've ever seen play. I don't think it's even deniable. No question he's the best shooter. Numbers long-term, great. But the narrative lately is, well, first of all, he's making a play for MVP.
MVP.
That's not going to happen. There is no chance with Golden State sitting in the, 9-10 spot. There's just no shot. They have a losing record for the year. Not his fault, by the way. That team is not overly talented. They've got Draymond. They have a decent bench, but they're not an elite team this year.
Mm-hmm.
But a guy on a 500 record team is not winning the MVP in this day in 2021 basketball. So that was the first just ridiculous overreaction. Mm-hmm. Also, we've seen streaks like this before. Dame Lillard went on a streak this year. He does it every year where he scores 40 points a game. He cannot miss even from the logo. These guys just score. When Curry is on a hot streak offensively, he is as good a scorer as the league has ever seen. Like these past 6-7 games, incredible, right? Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now it's maybe MVP, which is laughable. And then people starting to talk. They were talking about this the other day too when we were live on Locker Room, which we've started to kind of mix into. He's the greatest. Is he going to become the greatest point guard of all time? I despise the Lakers growing up. I did not like Magic Johnson at all because he was Bird's enemy. If you are of the mindset that Curry is a better basketball player than Magic Johnson, you are outside of your skull. Let me tell you how the cranium breaks down for people who think like this. There's no video, so you can't see, but I'm holding. Yeah. So you have on the left side, your left ear. On the right side, you have your right ear.
Wait, hang on.
Yep, you got that left and right. That's in between those ears, if you think Curry's the greatest point guard of all time, there is nothing there. Nothing at all. Now, the other narrative was, if he wins one more ring, though, now he's the greatest of all time. He's going to catch up to Magic. That's somehow going to do something. Magic has 5 rings and 3 finals MVPs. Curry has 3 rings and 0 finals MVPs because he was not the best player. He was the best player in 15. Iguodala won it. You could debate that. He was not the best player when Durant was winning his with Golden State. So debatable. I say this. So if you're of the mindset, one more ring and all of a sudden he's the best. Again, left ear, right ear. There's just a little puddle of mush. There's something there. It just doesn't function properly. In the grand scheme of things with the hobby, the only reason I bring this up is if you're not holding Curry long term, I would literally sell him right now. His prices are astronomical. Really? Through the roof.
Okay, hang on. We need to get to the list from Indy here in a second because I want to check these prices, but I have a question.
Please.
So you were talking about how he has no chance for MVP. Is this in the same category of how like Bradley Beal had no chance for MVP? Because even though he's like phenomenal, great player, he's not on a winning team. Like that's the reason why he won't be considered.
Yeah. So Curry the last 2 weeks has been playing at a clip that Beal never hit this year. But Beal consistently for the first, I don't know, 3 weeks of the season was averaging 33 points a game, was incredible. Yeah. Now Washington was putrid, so that's a difference. Golden State is still going to make the playoffs, at least the play-in round. So Curry's team has never been that bad, and okay. Curry's ceiling was much higher than Beal. Similar overall, but Curry, at least you could see why people
Curry
are making
had a better
the case.
Chance, but right. still.
Although the Wizards now, by the way, 8-2, I think the Wizards are the 10th seed right now in the East. They're going to have a play-in game. They've won 6 in a row. I'm telling you, man, this was one of the biggest things we got mocked about before is when I said Westbrook is going on he's going to have a streak. Beal's going to keep scoring. That team's going to win some games. If that team wins the play-in round and you know, the couple play-in games and it gets to an actual series, I think there's still room for both of those guys, and I think they could. I mean, right now, 7, 8, 9, 10, you're talking Miami, who nobody wants to play. You don't want to mess with Miami in a play-in game or a series. You got the Hornets with LaMelo coming back. We'll talk about that. The Pacers, and then the Wizards. You're telling me the Wizards couldn't beat those teams in a one-off? I don't like their chances against Miami, but the other three teams?
Okay.
Overall point being, the reaction over Curry has been insane. Collectible just filled a National Treasures rookie patch auto gem for like $450,000. Instantly snapped.
Yep.
Awesome. I have no problem with you buying into that card as a whole or fractionally. Long-term great investment. But if you told me, hey, I just sold all my Curry stuff because of this streak, hats off to you. Like you cleaned up because his prices have been moving for the most part. Indy's got some interesting numbers though.
Okay.
What do you have? Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Well, hang on. Before I do, let me just
start the part. I don't have a monster. I don't feel that good. Nauseous from the dentist. My whole mouth hurts. Oh, I can't even imagine having monster in there.
This monster ultra watermelon.
All right, get to the stats.
Not a sponsor.
Yeah, move along.
Do you think they'll sponsor us because I did that?
Because you're right. They're all over it.
If you're not drinking after I did that, you're not thirsty. 2009 tops Steph Curry. Let's see. PSA, you want to just start PSA 10s or PSA 9?
Start with the 9s.
Okay.
Headphone malfunction,
Weeks ago, PSA 9s were going...
What is this, a tops? Just the base tops? Yeah. 2009 tops paper PSA 9 was doing...
2260 to 2350. So about somewhere between 2300.
Which is comparable to LeBron. At least it was at the time. What is it doing now?
Let's just call it 3,000. Yeah. Some even up to 3,300.
Yep. Are you seeing a similar 20 to 30% jump on most of his stuff? Any outliers in there?
Okay. We need to talk about his PSA 10s before we jump.
Let's talk about the tops PSA 10.
There's a difference here. This is questionable. PSA 10s two weeks ago were selling for about $12,000 to $13,000. Right now.
Okay.
Right now, they're selling for $11,200.
I wonder how many examples he has on there.
I mean, he's got three different sales that are recent. And he messaged saying, like, he thought it was weird because it doesn't, I mean, obviously that doesn't make sense. The pop on him is 354. It's not super low. So I don't know.
You know what's funny about that? That same Kobe card, although I think Kobe has a higher pop, that same Kobe card right now is like $5,000. It only peaked at like 10.
Really?
Even at 11,000 on that card. I would sell that in a heartbeat right now. What else is going to happen from here? I think it's more likely he cools off and averages 25 a game, which is still very good, as opposed to he keeps up this 40-point stretch and they don't win the playoffs. Like, I literally think right now might be the peak of his market.
How far do you think they make it in the playoffs?
Again, you're talking about a team in the play-in round. So, and I always butcher this because I'm stupid. I never get it right. So don't in the play-in round, 7 plays 8. The winner is the 7 seed. So, for example, Mavericks and Grizzlies right now would play. If the Mavericks win, they're the 7 seed. Mm-hmm. 9 plays 10. Winner then plays the Grizzlies. So the winner of the 9-10 plays the loser of the 7-8.
Okay.
So in that scenario, you'd have Golden State would have to beat the Spurs, which they could do. Then you have to play the Grizzlies. So if you're the 9 or 10 seed, you got to win two play-in games just to get into the series and be an 8 seed.
Okay.
The chances of them, I mean, honestly, I like Memphis with Triple J, who just came back, to beat them anyways. And then best case, okay, you go in as the 8 seed. You get to play the Jazz first round. Mitchell's probably, I'm assuming just everybody at full health. You're getting swept. You maybe win a game. I don't know how much buzz there is.
So you don't think if you got him today,
I think this is the best time to sell. Peak. Yep. Okay. I think this is literally the best time to sell. So and the numbers bear that out for the most part. The PSA 10's weird. Although cards that expensive too right now, super high ends down across the board.
Yeah, so let's look at something a little bit more affordable.
Give me one more. Sure.
Let's
give me the 2000, give me the Panini.
The
does he have the Panini on there?
No, he doesn't.
Does he have Upper Deck?
He does. That's the one I was gonna go
to. So Upper Deck is cheaper because it's a college uniform.
Yes.
Okay.
What do you got for numbers? 2009 Upper Deck. Card yep. number 234. 2 weeks ago, PSA 9s were selling for about 465. Now they're selling for about 450. I mean, really not much movement. In fact, the PSA 10s did the same thing. 2 weeks ago, they were selling for about 1700. Now they're selling for 1400.
So here's the other thing you'll notice with Curry stuff right now. If you look on eBay, very few auctions. Almost everything is just a high buy it now. I think that's why. I think people just pulled stuff and said, hey, I'm going to put it on eBay, crazy high buy it now, because they think people are going to pay. I think people will. My overall point, though, this overreaction to Curry is ridiculous. He's not Magic Johnson, and he's never going to be. And if I had a stuff, if I'm not holding it absolutely long term, which I have no problem if you are, I'm selling it off right now. That's my point.
Okay. Get out of here, Curry.
There's your big picture. Good. Let's hit some other NBA stuff. Anthony Davis coming back on Thursday. Big news for the Lakers. The Lakers are still, by the way, just hanging around that 4-5 range. They've dropped a few games back. That's going to be huge for him and LeBron when they both come back healthy, especially. So if you want to get on AD stuff, I would say do it now before he comes back. Trae Young hurt his ankle last night. Do you have an update on that? I don't even know if there's any injury report on it.
It says he's going to undergo an MRI today after leaving Knicks game with a sprained ankle.
Yeah, it looked like a high ankle sprain. Like he came down on his foot, just tweaked. Yeah, gross. Kind of almost similar to what Ja Morant did earlier in the year.
Oh, yeah.
I would guess they miss a couple weeks. The only good news for the Hawks is, I mean, kind of. They're the fifth seed. I mean, I don't see him falling out of playoff contention. But without Trae, I do wonder if they can stay, you know, without having to get to the play-in round. Trey's another guy. I kind of view Trae. I've been late on Trae. I'm not going to say I'm wrong. Kind of how I feel about Morant. At some point,
would
I think
you ever say you're wrong, though?
Oh, all the time. I'm wrong about everything all the time. Ask you
That's
to.
Nice.
I do feel like at some point, though, his stuff pops. Like, he's another guy. He's such an exciting scorer. He can do a streak like Curry does, and his stuff goes through the roof. If Trae Young's stuff really falls much more because of this ankle injury, I don't think that's a bad guy to line up, especially if the team goes in not as a play-in. So knowing they have a full series, that type of buzz around playoff basketball makes a big difference. So I don't think that's a bad move. I want to see what the results of the MRI are, though. LaMelo's coming back. Do you have news on when he's coming back? I know they said originally 1 to 2 weeks. Any update on that?
Yeah, let's see. So we got an update. This is from a couple
days
ago.
You're doing a great job, by the way. I tell you, no downtime. You're firing off. I'm dying from the dentist. You're taking over the show.
Mike, oh my God.
You're just killing it.
This is really
why is Jesse here? He doesn't know sports. This is why he's here.
Why would you say that part? You can't say a bad thing.
That's not a bad thing. That's what the haters
said. Ball's cast has been removed. CT scan has confirmed the wrist has healed.
When's he coming back? Any clue?
Let's see. Next week is what they're saying. As early as next week. So,
I mean, the Hornets are another team. They could easily lock down that six seed, so you don't have to mess around with the play-in. LaMelo coming back is huge for NBA wax stuff. Anything basketball, we've already seen, like, the prices have started to level off now. They were starting to dip. Now we're seeing them kind of level off. I think you'll see the big time stuff like Prism, bigger brands like that start to pick up steam again, just because him coming back is huge. He was by far the biggest hobby draw. I mean, he's still outselling Edwards, Halliburton, all these dudes by 2 to 3 times. So I think that is a huge boost to the rookie card market, to 2021 NBA products.
Okay. Because I was going to say, isn't he like kind of the flagship of that
he's
product.
The guy. Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Okay. He's the guy. And with PSA being shut down, you just don't see his stuff out there much. So that's also helping. But there's plenty of room to be made there buying his raw stuff. A couple other just quick notes. Triple J, Jaren Jackson Jr. came back last night. The Clippers ended up beating. Man, they had a huge lead. Clippers came back and beat the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies are going to the playoffs, obviously, at least the play-in round. I still love Morant. I can't bring myself to sell the stacks I have. I just feel like at some point people pay attention again. Triple J coming back is huge. He had 15 points, 18 minutes. He's a great number two with Ja. So I just hope that team kind of finds their stride. They played the Clippers tough. I mean, no Kawhi, but still. So they're playing well. The Knicks, stupid win streak. What are they at? 8 in a row? Yeah, they're 8. They've won their last 8 games. Man, the Knicks are ball. They beat the Hawks last night. Julius Randle, RJ Barrett, both still vastly underrated in my, well, underrated and overrated at the same time. A little bit of both. We'll talk about them.
What does that mean?
Cash homie. So none of your business, actually. We're not taking, taking questions. So
Fine. Whatever. I didn't have one.
Yeah.
You're
there
done.
There you go.
All right.
I got one more note, then I want to get to your NFT. I know you think you're going to open the pack, I think, for us.
I'm going
to Trevor Lawrence. There was a Topps release yesterday. So Topps and Panini are definitely, especially Topps, doing these things where they're just kind of coming out with new stuff throughout the course of the year. So the NFT thing, which was we talked about on last show, was an absolute train wreck, by the way. We are not sitting here to tell you what was redeeming about it. Train wreck.
Didn't work well. It wasn't smooth.
Garbage.
But
they did the next day. So yesterday on Wednesday, they released the Trevor Lawrence thing. It's like you get the box, you get a card. I think 1 in 5 are going to be autographed. Topps doesn't have NFL licensing, so it's not going to be an NFL license card. But those are already selling for about double. I think they were $79. Now they're doing like $150 to $175 on the secondary market.
Oh, okay.
I tell you, if Topps is going to keep kind of slowly releasing stuff like that throughout the year at just different times, I think it's a... Like, if I could have bought 1,000 of those, I would. I was not educated enough. I literally heard about it last minute and grabbed one just for fun. So,
but do you say, you're saying, though, you get a physical card or is it all digital?
No, these are physical cards, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Almost positive. I hope they're not digital.
Did you know?
I just bought one. 1 in 5 is an autograph card. I think it's 1 in 5. I mean, it's pretty good odds to pull an auto. And even though it's not licensed, it's Topps and it's football. I think there's going to be a huge secondary market for the actual cards when they start coming in. So I didn't check the shipping date or the release date on that. I just knew it sold out yesterday. So point being, I would follow all these people on Twitter and Instagram. That's where they're kind of announcing a lot of these things. Just stay plugged in because you can, you know, I think that is a surefire way to double your money.
Wow.
Okay.
Double your money.
You've got some NFT.
Speaking of doubling your money, I'm about to triple my money.
Are you opening a pack? Is that what's going on?
Okay. So... Let's go ahead and preface like Mike just did. The drop didn't go as smoothly as possible.
No, Wax is impossible to navigate. People hate the platform.
Okay. Well, I think you're going a little harsh. It wasn't good.
That's a lot of what we heard. So
here I will say I was out there. I was trying to get packs. I bought packs. My card was charged. An hour later, my card was refunded.
Over and under 250 people we heard from across our social that said the exact same thing.
I mean, it's close to that. Yeah.
I'm going to say over.
I will say that I went out on the secondary market. I was like, you know what? I still want some. I bought some packs because I did still have that money, that crypto that I bought that was still down about 30%.
Yeah.
It was still sitting in the account. So I said, why not spend what was $1,000 on some packs of electronic baseball cards? I'm excited if we pull something good. I've seen some actually pretty cool cards in
here. They're selling well, the rare or the epic hits or whatever. Some of those are actually selling pretty well in the marketplace.
I will say secondary market has not been bad for some of these resales.
Singles prices, you're saying, right?
Yeah, I could actually resell the packs because I ended up buying, I paid at least double for the premium pack, which has like, I think like 45 cards in it.
They were 100?
They were 100. I got it for around 200 to 250. And I think I could resell it right now for a little over 300. So
really?
Yeah. I have that pack and I also have just the regular standard card pack that has 6 cards in it.
What'd you pay for those? Those were $4.99 originally.
$4.99. I paid $20.
Seriously?
Yeah, that's annoying. Because I literally had multiple orders in there for like 10 packs. I would purchase and said it went through. I would go back, buy another 10 packs. I would have had at least 30 or 40 of those packs. And I have none of them except for this. So... Since we're not doing video anymore, we'll just have to call out what we're getting. But
just do the small ones. I don't want to do this $100 thing. So
you don't
want to
do the big pack?
40 that's, cards.
I know, but that's the one. We don't have to go through all of them. We can just say what it is, but that's fine. All right.
Okay, go through.
All right, here. I'm going to let you watch it. If this somehow makes it to video, all the better.
He's sharing the screen. I'm just going to narrate this. I feel like I'm Robert Redford.
Ooh. All right.
By the way, when I say this tanked, money side of things didn't tank. The stuff sold out really fast. The secondary market is obviously strong. I just mean for the consumer, not a great look.
That's fair. All right.
I don't know if you noticed, a little salt and pepper. I got to shave. I look like garbage with facial
hair. You're old. Oof.
You're old and short. And you have a Napoleon, and you have a Napoleon complex.
Yeah, well,
I like that you too. You know what? Can you pause that or no?
Pause. No, here, I can't.
You can't. Okay, so you got some commons. We're not worried about that. Marcel Ozuna, uncommon. Rare is Juan Segura.
Yep. Who's Juan? Is he no good? No. Okay. Here's the thing. This is so fast. I'm going to open the other pack. I'm going to open the premium pack too.
Okay,
and we'll just go through whatever's good.
We already have. Scroll down. I can't even see it.
Oh.
Who are the bottom guys?
Oh, you can't see it. Anthony Rizzo, Byron Commons? Buxton. Yes.
Commons. So you got one uncommon.
I got a super rare. Oh, I didn't realize this. Anthony Rizzo is a super rare.
Rizzo's a good player. Super rare. I bet that does money.
Hello.
Okay.
Don't hate that.
Not bad.
Okay.
That $1,000 is looking good. All right. Do the premium pack. These are crazy fast. I didn't know that.
Okay. Open more premium. All right. Let's do this one.
I am very excited. Hang on. It right there. Don't do it. Don't do it. You have a super rare. You only have a 2.2% chance to get a super rare. I bet that Rizzo does like pretty decent money.
Actually, in that pack, it's 0.83. That pack that I opened has a 0.83% chance.
After this, I want you to take a picture of that, like screenshot. I want you to post it on our Insta and social. Sports cards nonsense, and I want to see what it's selling for.
I can tell you right now.
I mean, how fast? People hate this downtime. While you're doing that, let me tell you about the YouTube comment. If you're going to insult us, this is how you have to do it. The guy was like, is there any podcast with actual substance not being run by a guy who was a failed construction worker and couldn't hack it as a breaker and now has a Napoleon complex? I was like,
he worked at Chili's too, guys.
I was 20. That's right.
Why don't we ever talk about that?
Oh,
that's
man. Bartending at Chili's. Dude, I read that. I was like, this is awesome. At least the guy is funny. All right. What's the Rizzo doing?
Okay. Rizzo's doing about $20.
But if you got that in a $5 pack,
yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, okay. I know. That's actually not bad. Okay.
Okay. Move along.
All right. Opening premium pack. Commence.
I like, by the way, it has that. It just brings up the values right underneath. I haven't been on the marketplace much for this, so.
Have you
pack
at all?
Number two, premium.
Play. Here we go.
That cards. Was the ripping of the pack. All right, keep going. We're not
common.
Interested in the I'm not interested in the commons. Move along.
No one is. All right, common.
I can read.
Ooh, does it save the good ones till the end? I kind of like that.
Keep moving.
All right, anything? Nope. I mean,
you're seeing what I'm seeing, pal.
Yep.
Commons. We're not looking for commons.
Minnesota.
Although I want to know what like a Mike Trout common sells. You haven't got one yet, but.
Here's some uncommons.
All right, uncommons. All right. Justin Verlander, Freddie Freeman, both B-list guys. Very good, okay. You know, pretty solid market. Ooh, Alec Baum, rookie uncommon. That's not bad. 6'2 Sanchez playing really well. Rookie pitcher for the Marlins, uncommon. This is great for guys listening to the podcast. Like, what?
You're just going to tell them. You're
like, we hate NFT and we can't see it. Win-win. All right, keep going.
More uncommons.
Matt Olson's fine. Justin Dunn, yeah. Okay, rare. Freddie Freeman, Clayton Kershaw, Segura again. Not bad. And is there a super rare?
Oh, Juan Soto.
Juan Soto rare. I bet that does a few bucks. All right, what else? Epic exclusive Mauricio Dubon rookie.
And then a Willie. Who's Willie Calhoun? That's an epic exclusive.
Oh, and you got the super rare Yadi Molina. All right. I want to know what the real fast, then we're going to be done with this NFT stuff. I want to know what the Soto does, the rare Soto, and what's the super rare Yadi Molina do?
Let's
see. This pack would have cost you $100, right?
If I had gotten it day
originally,
yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Soto.
Are you just doing this straight by the search bar, or does it just have your stuff already loaded once you open it?
Here's the Molina. I've got this attached to Atomic Hub, which is basically a secondary market.
Gotcha. So what's the Yadi doing? Super rare. What's Yadi doing? Yadi has a pretty big following.
$30.
It was 50, doing 50 down to 30. Not bad.
Yeah. Oh, I'm
right, and
keep that,
let's see the Soto, then we'll be done with this. This actually didn't hate watching this.
Soto's. It has to load them.
Oh, whoa, go back up. I'm sorry. Go back up. The Alec Baum, it's a gold frame card.
Okay.
Scroll down. Alec Baum, because that was a rookie and that was rare.
Oh, it's probably up here a little bit more than.
There it is right there.
There it is.
What's that Alec Baum doing?
Baum is
$15.
It's $28.
$28.
It's going up. Okay.
All right. And then Soto.
Soto.
I mean, this pack's already paid for itself just with these three. The Soto's doing 50, 40. Yeah. So those three cards would have paid for your whole pack.
I am curious about this Willie Calhoun one just because super the rarity rare. Of these cards.
Let's see it.
One has sold for $35.
There you go. Not bad.
There you go.
All right. I don't care about the other NFT stuff. We were going to talk about it. The Trout thing is, you know, there was a huge Trout NFT that sold. I'm done with NFTs.
It's making
Acuna injury news. You actually messaged me about this. What is the verdict on Acuna? I don't know how I didn't see this. Robert Acuna.
Acuna's also known back, as
Ronald
maybe?
Acuna. Is he Acuna's back?
Acuna's coming back. Yeah. I think he's back for Friday's game. Let me see.
Because that was the abdominal strain, which can be a weird injury. So,
well, not that weird, apparently. Let's see. Yeah. It says he's coming back. I don't have the exact day, but good news is he's on.
All right. UFC Prism, I believe, releases next week. Do me a favor and type that in while I'm talking. It's 2021 UFC Prism. I want to know the release date. There's three title fights on Saturday night's fight card or whatever. I think Nunes is not fighting. There's two women's titles on the line. But Jorge Masvidal and Kamaru Usman, rematch is going to be a huge title fight. There's going to be a ton of attention on the sport. Does Prism release next week?
It is releasing 4/28. So
next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Right? Wednesday? Next Wednesday. I already said a couple episodes ago, that was like the most difficultly allocated product to get. I think UFC Prism, if you have a local card shop or people who are getting allocation and want to sell that because they're just not used to the UFC market, I would buy every box that you can get and do not rip it. I think really? That stuff is going to be worth so much money sealed. First time they're releasing it. Huge fights this weekend.
How much do you think they should spend on it?
Any That's thoughts? Tough because it was like $1,000 on
blowout. It still is $1,000 on blowout.
I hate to pay top of the line retail, but I think you could probably find card shops who have zero UFC market and say, hey, $600-$700 a box. And I would hold it for that. I actually think there's money to be made, which is crazy. So, wow.
Okay.
We're going to jump to Straight Cash Homie. We're kind of getting a little early because I do want to do some card mailbag questions.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower What's Next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. I was traveling internationally last year. I was in Mallorca. I didn't know the island well. I said, let me head to the north, head towards the water. Let me go on Hotels.com and see what they have available. Something preferably on the beach, maybe even a gym. Not only did I get those things, there was a kids session with exercise, gymnastics in the water, pony rides, a train. It had everything, and I didn't even want any of those things. But at least I knew they were there, just in case I changed my mind. And now finding the perfect hotel has never been easier, thanks to the Hotels.com app. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly, right, all-inclusive, or a relaxing spa weekend, you can find exactly what you need and compare hotel prices, ratings, and amenities side by side. So start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So, first thing, Straight Cash Homie, we said it in the open, I'm going to say it again. If you have Curry stuff and you're not holding it long term, I would sell it right now.
Do you think you're doing?
I would like to apologize to you, to your friends, to your family.
Apologize to the audience.
I'd like to apologize to the audience.
Straight Cash Homie! Continue.
Do we want a moment of silence for me killing this? I mean, I'm fine. Silence is good for the podcast. The numbers show.
That Napoleon comment is ringing true.
The numbers show silence is good for the audience. They like that. Actually, we just got our first round of numbers, the official Spotify numbers. I was actually pretty happy. I think we're blowing other podcasts out of the water.
Here's the question. Card are podcasts. We supposed to say that? But
I don't
know.
We already said it. Continue. They're going to edit. So two guys we talked to. Little different Straight Cash Homie this week. two guys to sell. If you're not holding Curry long-term, I'm selling him. I'm also selling Julius Randle right now. He had 40 points last night. Knicks are playing unbelievably hot. I don't trust Randle's market. I trust Randle on the court to keep producing. I feel like this interest in his hobby side, which he's never really had any, is kind of a fluke right now. Not because of anything negative on his part. I just think once that team stops winning eight in a row, I think people are going to lose interest in him really quick. His Prism rookie PSA 10s are doing like $400 right now. I would sell anything Julius Randle right now. I think he's kind of like that Curry. He's at the top of his market for the foreseeable future. I would sell everything I have. So those are two guys I'm selling. Now his teammate is a different story. RJ Barrett pricing has just not caught up. We talked about him like a month ago when he was going for 120 for, again, just to use an example, the PSA 10 Prism rookie. It was doing like $120, and I thought, well, you know, he's playing okay. What are you going to do? Kid's playing really well. I mean, that team is playing very well. Randle is obviously balling out offensively, but RJ's been very good. He's hit some big shots. It's selling for like $140. If you can buy RJ Prisms for like $150, even $160 or less, Zion's doing $700, and they're going to miss the playoffs. Why is RJ doing $150? That just doesn't jive to me. Trae Young and Morant, who are playing, you know, who are falling lately, are selling for $350. How is this kid still? I don't know. I'm not saying skill wise he's on Zion's level, not by any means, but that price doesn't make sense to me. I would buy in up to $150, $160, and he's a guy I'd hold to the playoffs. They're going to have a full playoff series. I would hold, and I mean, if you're getting $200 to $250, I'm moving those all day. That's a huge return.
Wow.
The only other guy I have is LaMelo. We talked about LaMelo coming back. His social media, just there's something different about him. We've seen it on the social media side of things. He has such a demand, such a draw. There's so much attention on him. The fact that team's playing well and he is carrying 2021 product. So you can buy his PSA 10s. His Prism PSA 10s, obviously there hasn't been many sales because to get those back, you would have had to go express for $300. It's interesting. The first two, I think, sold like $1,800 and $1,600. Since then, $1,000 to $1,200. There's three or four, which is awesome. This is why I'm thrilled the show is releasing like hours after. There are three or four going off tonight that are in like the $300 to $500 range. I would pay up to $800, maybe even $900 for those. I don't want to be. I'm not setting a new high. I'm not going anywhere near $1,800.
They're going for $300 to $400 right now?
They're on bids. Those are going to jump way up.
Okay.
But
okay.
I think you could bid. I mean, if the lowest sale right now, which the lowest one I found was about $1,000, if I could get it for anything less than $900 tonight, I think I'd take a shot on that. I would flip it quick though. I would literally wait until he's back next week and I would move it because eventually we're going to see stuff start coming back from PSA. But for right now, there's just not much out there and he's coming back. I think there's a very small window there to make some money. His Raw Prism, I like Raw Prism for him too and not even to sub him. $125 or less with him coming back, I think that moves. So, last thing before we get to mailbag. So yes. Stewart's been helping us out with like some show content. Stewart's a smart dude. I like this guy. He has kind of done like some
reviews. He knows how to use Excel. So to we assume he's very smart.
He knows how to use the Nortons is what you know about that.
My father-in-law asked me for Nortons on his new computer yesterday. He's 73. So just I'm just saying you guys are on the same level. He's a very smart man.
Me and Steve, very parallel.
You know
a lot
Steve.
Of parallels there. So Stewart has kind of gone back and compiled some data. We've teased this a little bit. We haven't gotten into it. I think we're going to do a little bit of a review of some of our past Straight Cash homies and kind of where are they now? You see what happened
Is that what we're doing? Is that
voice inflection? Where are they now?
Leave the voice things to me.
I just want a looping copy of that.
Where do you want to start?
What does he have on there on the Facebook Messenger? The Facebook Messenger.
The
we said
Facebook
a couple.
Messenger. Yeah, he did. Started off with on February 23rd, we talked about
2 months ago.
MPJ selling at 175 to 190 at the time.
Which was before the Jamal Murray injury.
Yes, it was.
Are those doing now?
This week, it's selling for around 250.
That's it. I would have thought higher. But even still, that's a, 40% return?
Yeah.
40-ish?
Yeah. It says he's averaging about an additional 4 points a game above his average. So
not to mention Joker is just playing out of his mind. And Michael
Porter
Jr. has more
MVP,
shots,
right?
I think Joker's running. I think Joker is going to continue to do the same numbers he did before with less help. It just makes him look better. Yep. I think he's for sure winning the MVP.
All right. Let's see. We also had another MPJ This one was Prism rookie card raw. You said buy it for about 25 to 30
yeah,
bucks.
Yeah, they were super cheap.
It's gone from $30 to $50. So
call it a $40 average. Again, 30% return. Yep. 30 to 35%.
Acuna. You picked this one back on February 12th. PSA 10, Topps Heritage.
Before the season. Yeah, yep. Heritage is a weird... I like the Heritage because it's a little lesser known. Okay. What was it doing then? About 100?
Average sale was about 115 or so. So it says you also picked up... you picked the 2018 Topps update. Which Topps was Chrome for 215. Update.
Yep. Oh, no. So you're right. Update. I'm sorry. Yep. The paper update.
So that one was selling for 215. Your prediction was that they were going to rise 30%. And then next month or two.
Well, the update I know for sure is done. That's doing 275 right now, all so day.
2 months later, they're selling for 150 to 165. That's on that first one that you said was going to be 115. And the one that was going for 215 is now selling for about 250 to 280. Is that 30%?
Okay, so here's we were correct about these. I like that, Stuart, if you want to stay on my good side, just only pick out examples when I'm correct. That's cool about those. Let me tell you the one that has to be addressed. I have been pumping by Ja Morant stuff. The two cards I pump more than anything, Ja Morant Prisms, 350 or less to 400 at times. I'm honestly starting to wonder.
Oh, don't you dare.
Is so much. I'm not selling what I've got yet, but there is so little attention on him. Maybe once the playoffs start, especially if they can get into a full series, it gets interesting.
Is he your new Ohtani?
No, because I'm not losing money. I got in real early. Okay. And honestly, I would just hold him till next season. Worst case, if I had to, I have enough faith he's going to be like a top 10, top 5 point guard. So I would hold it anyways. The other one is Durant. Every time Durant comes back, it's like, man, he gets hurt. He does, you know, he got the thigh contusion. I had been pushing those 2007 Topps PSA 9s. I bought all mine at like $395. To four, my average like 397 or something. They're only doing like 4 to 410. There's been almost no movement. So I've been way wrong about those. And Trae Young, I said Trae Young $400. He hasn't touched 400 since we said it.
Well, I think we wanted to point out all the good ones you had, and then one of the bad ones. You bet. You went about even. We pointed
from
out
here
the good
on out
and
though.
Bad.
From here on out, all we can do is all the good ones because I don't think we have any other glaring negatives. Really. Yeah, those were the and some of those were not straight cash homie picks either. They were just kind of talked about on the show. But
yeah,
I like Acuna still. I still think he's a great guy to buy. I mean, right now I'd be all over him. So, all right, let's hit some mailbag. We finish this up. Actually, we're relatively early. I like this.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and knock this a 30-minute episode. That's all the people
perfect. We get half to pay. It'd be great.
All right, let's do. I've got some questions from this week. I've got some questions. From
swear
last
to
week.
God, if I hear last week, I'm gonna start. Sorry.
You know what? You to all the people out there who Mike puts out these posts, it says mailbag, new episode, and you're like, I've got a question, and then you come and find out they never even asked for a mailbag. I'm sorry, I've got your questions ready. So today you're gonna hear some of them.
Move along. Let's get through some of these then.
Mailbag.
More mail.
All right. Ben Goldstein.
All right, I'm going to not read anything first.
I was trying to see where I'm starting.
Words
Ben
are tough.
Goldstein. Some of these are going to be a little bit of a repeat, but I'm trying to keep it fresh. From the Facebook, with companies ramping up production of almost every product, are we at risk for entering another junk wax era?
No, not right now. There's so much demand in the market. Look at the price and the demand for wax. Not even close. Nope. Not right now. Next year, maybe, but... I also feel like Panini and Topps have come out and said, hey, yeah, we're ramping up production. We're also aware of what's happened in the past. They're trying to avoid that. How true that is, you know, I'm sure they push the limits at times, but no, I don't think we're anywhere close to junk wax era.
Okay. I would also like to point out too, like, even though they're making more of the product, it's not nearly what the junk wax was, even with the increased demand.
Yeah, you have variations. You have a million different SKUs now. It's different than when there was just Topps and that was it. So yeah, no, okay. Not close.
Okay, cool. Let's see. Next question is from Houston Richardson from the Facebook.
I don't know how I feel about people named after cities. That's a topic. Big picture, next show. People named after cities or states.
Yep.
Mark that down.
He says, I have 3 Kobe Bryant rookie cards. Should I wait for PSA to grade them or go with another company?
So if you're planning on just selling quickly and flipping them, I would grade them anywhere else fast and sell them next month during the Hall of Fame induction. If these are cards you're just holding forever, you just wait on PSA, because what does it matter? If you're not selling them, wait, get them graded PSA. Then if you ever have to sell them down the road, you're going to make more money anyways.
All right. Ian Babcock from the Facebook.
I haven't said my joke yet. Drop the is my Justin Timberlake moment.
That's a joke?
Remember I said that before?
That's a joke. Okay. Ian Babcock said, did you really like chatting with Ravel? Guy sounded like a goober. I thought he was great. I actually liked it.
So I did and I didn't. I actually didn't find him to be a... So here, a couple things, though. Yep. I still have no idea what his connection is with Topps. And the fact that Topps has not come out and said, hey, we bombed the release, irritates me. I don't... Just come out and say, hey, you know what, guys? Volume was crazy high. Sorry. We're going to work on it for Series 2. And for him to... It would have been nice for him to say something like that, too, because you come out as a spokesman. Did I like talking with him? I did. I went back, and this is not a him problem. Honestly, this is probably more an indictment on me. I didn't find it to be that fascinating of an interview.
I thought it was...
Mostly my fault. As an interviewer, that is my job to make it interesting.
Whoa.
I didn't...
I like that.
Well, it is. I mean, I just didn't... I didn't think it was...
It's true.
We didn't press him on anything. Mm-hmm. When we kind of pressed, he was actually very cordial about it. I thought he was going to be the pompous Twitter Ravel I'm used to reading. And if that was the case, I was going to go at him with facts and screenshots. It never got there. So to me, it was a letdown in that regard. But I actually found him to be fairly pleasant. I mean, I had no issue. And the other thing about him, dude supported the show after the fact more than as much, if not more than any other guest we've had. He retweeted every tweet from the next day. You know, I don't have anything bad to say. For me, I'd say next time, Mike, be more interesting with the interview itself and draw something out to hold the attention.
Okay. Yeah. Mike, did you hear that?
Did you get that, Michael?
All right.
My teeth
Garrett
hurt.
Edward Iverson from Facebook.
Oh, yeah. GEI. Says, I know him.
Do you believe top athletes like LeBron should be using their...
No, it's not about the LeBron tweet. So we can talk about this. I talked to Garrett after this. His basic question was, do you think athletes should use their platform for social justice issues? My response is what it was before. If you want to, great. And if you don't want to, that's fine too. I don't look to athletes for like a moral compass on life.
Oh man, we both said
did you say
compass.
That? We both did. So to me, it makes zero effect. The only thing I would tell you is there have been concrete incidences and evidence in the past of athletes speaking out about things and it affecting their hobby value, either for the good or for the bad. So it does have a play with enough people because it affects the money side of things. Me personally, I don't care. I don't follow athletes on Twitter hardly at all. I don't care. LeBron had the tweet yesterday. I have zero opinion on it. I just don't care. I'm not trying to be safe with that. It doesn't affect me in the least. But it does affect the hobby side of things, no question. And if you talk to people in the hobby, a lot of guys are annoyed at LeBron in general. So, should they? I don't care. Should they or should they not? I don't care. Jesse's uncomfortable. Let's go to the next question.
I'm so uncomfortable. All right.
You're doing so good. That was a great answer.
No, you did good. You did good. All right. Instagram question, and you know it's not from this week. Because you did that on the last episode.
Move along.
Connell Collection asks, speculate on the likelihood that we will see Topps or other big companies putting in a substantial bid for an NBA return.
No chance.
No.
First of all, Panini has that locked up for a while. I think that contract's a couple years. People made a big deal about Topps being whatever they were, bought out by Murdoch. The Muds thing, the whole going public.
Yes. Uh-huh.
That's fine. I don't know what their working capital is either. Panini is a multi-billion dollar revenue brand. Look at their brand across the arena
world?
Of sports, the world. It is insane. I think sometimes people think Topps is like, oh, they're right there. They're pushing Panini. In terms of overall revenue, it is not even close. So I don't think Panini's letting go of any of that. I don't think we see anything other than Panini for football or basketball for at least the next few years.
Wow. Okay.
I'd be shocked if anything happened in the next 3 years.
All right. Facebook. So this is from Instagram. Brendan Lincoln asks, if there were to be an NFL Top Shot type-esque thing.
Sure.
Any ideas which company would get it started? Card company? Relative unknown company like Dapper? I think this is just more of an opinion piece. What do you think?
What do you think? This is your space. I don't have any idea.
Honestly, I don't think any company's going to risk going with a no name after like just some of the issues that we've had with Dapper. But also, I think you're going to see too many big names who have the cash to throw around who want to be in on it. There, you're not going to see a no name go in.
Is Gary Vee releasing this Top Shot? He's been talking about this 5-5 thing. Shot.
Yeah.
Is he doing NFL Top Shot?
Here's the thing. We're collecting the people that are into sports collectibles that are also into NFTs are into it because they like the collectible aspect of it. Gary Vee isn't a collectible. I don't know what his, I mean, I think his NFT falls into the art category, not
yeah,
the
I don't think this is
sports
it, yeah.
collectible so, thing.
So would the NFL sponsor it themselves? I just can't. I can't imagine
they
the NFL
does infrastructure.
Something.
Yeah,
but I also don't know who the leading. Like, hey, if I'm going public with an NFT with an NFL Top Shot, I don't have any idea who would even be the go to person for that.
Whoever it is, they've got to have money because they're whoever's going to back it thinks it's an investment that they can make a lot of money on because they've seen it now. Top selling out.
No
question. Seen Top Shot.
And if you're gonna do it, then put the time and the work into the platform itself. That would also be
just
nice.
At least an opening day, guys. Come
yeah.
on.
But I don't know. Yeah. I, pure speculation, and I'm stupid. So 0-2.
Stop saying that, Mike. No, all right. Nice. Christopher Duff from the Facebook. For the guys that are high on going on to going into a season, Vlad, Lubov, Devers, Glaber. Sure. When do you start thinking of listing them, selling them?
That's a good question. So baseball is a little different because baseball is a weird market. If there's relevant news and because baseball, so many games, so many teams, games being played daily. When a guy pops for any reason and his value reflects that, I sell out during the season. The only time I start to think, hey, I'll hold this guy for another month or two is as we start getting closer to the playoffs. But for right now, you know, Devers stretch last week, his stuff jumped quite a bit. Now you have to ask yourself, is Devers going to continue a streak, which he's cooled off since, and the team has lost some games since, although they're still actually winning at a pretty good clip. You know, is this a guy who's going to have a great season? Is this a guy who has a track record of winning or having, you know, great stats? Ronald Acuna is one guy. Like, hey, he's spiked a little bit right now. Should I sell him? Sure, it's a safe play. I have no issue with it because a lot of his stuff, like we just talked about, is up 20 or 30%. But if you think, hey, this guy's going to have an all-time type season, 40-40 type guy, maybe win the MVP, at least be in the discussion, the Braves are going to be in the playoffs, maybe make a World Series run, I have no problem with that either. It's when it's guys who don't have the track record of it. When they really spike for any reason, I am out. Like the it's not baseball, but the Julius Randle type. His stuff really spiked right now, I'm out. You know, so in baseball, I'm trying to think of guys like there's been a couple guys, the Mercedes guy for the White Sox. I would sell him immediately. He's not going to keep up this pace. He never has. Why would he now? I would sell.
Okay. Unless they have a track record.
Yeah.
Sell when they pop.
Right. And basketball is different too, because basketball is so much more hobby driven by playoff numbers. That's why Curry has a track record, but I'm still a sell right now because I don't think he's going to move anymore, but baseball is a little different.
Okay. Here's a consignment question. Clayton Terry from the Facebook.
I love Facebook.
What are timelines for consignment? More specifically, if I send my graded cards to, say, PC Sports Cards or 5-star collectible.
I think they're like 2 weeks out, I think. Okay.
Other question. How should we go about consignment if we're looking to sell modern NBA before/during playoffs and trying to hit peak timing? Just
so
do it 2 weeks beforehand?
This is actually the boat I'll be in. A lot of times, like PC, I think you could do this with too. And probably Matt's, you know, 5-star sellers. I think you could do this with either one. Send them the package now and just say, hey, I'd like these listed. You know, if you have for example, the playoffs, if say they start May 20th, they don't. I'm just even date. Can we start this May 15th on a 7-day auction?
Okay.
I don't think there's any issue with that. Just get it in ahead of time. Don't wait till the last minute.
We don't think there's any issue with that until you do it, and then we find out there's an issue. But there's probably
I mean, that's what I'm planning on doing with a bunch of my Morants and Durants.
Are they, Durant, they're Durant. Not the same player?
New band, Durant. Called it.
All right. How many more of these
new band
do?
Name. Couple more. Calm down. You don't have anything. It's not
I'm just curious. I'm just curious.
Yeah, throw a few more. Actually, I'm enjoying this. And we don't spend enough time. Every once
we
in a while,
don't
I do want to.
Do it enough.
By the way, quick plug. Spotify bought that Locker Room thing. We are on Locker Room. We're going to be in the live room. We did our first one yesterday. It's the same as Clubhouse. but better. It's only sports, and there's a live chat feature during the... Jesse loves it. There's also a live chat feature in the room, though. So even if you don't get called on to speak or you're not in a position to speak, you can just do the live chat. We had like 30 guys in there at once yesterday. Which
Who's the guy who hated me?
Kurt. Name? Yeah, he's a Yankees fan. Who cares about him? No, Kurt's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
He's growing on you. You guys are going to be friends.
I think we're best friends now.
So yeah, we're going to be on Clubhouse a few more times. I'm on there under Michael Giuseppe. I think if you follow whenever...
Giuseppe. You are under there as Mike Giuseppe. You're Mike Giuseppe.
Whatever. But if you follow the person, whenever we start a room, and then it was cool because we got to bring guys on the stage. They could talk. I do like... I actually think Locker Room is cool for that, and it's great for live React stuff.
Yeah, I think so.
Plug.
Let's see. Gino Barricchia.
Gino. Whatever. You know Gino. He was in Locker Room yesterday.
From Facebook. Oh, is that him?
Gino's good people.
Is it always better to go for a player's first Bowman than his MLB rookie card?
In terms of hobby value, yes, absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
So the point there, again, for people, first Bowman, well, how's it different than a rookie?
Mm-hmm.
First Bowman is when they are drafted as a prospect, as opposed to the rookie card when they make their MLB debut. So Ronald Acuna, just to use him as an example, his first Bowman card is 2017 Bowman. His first Topps actual rookie card is 2018 Topps update.
Okay. But
yeah, the prospect stuff always sells higher in baseball.
All right. Mailbag. Oh, my goodness. Mailbag's almost empty. All right. So this one's from a couple weeks ago. Oh, I think this could be the Gage that was in the Locker Room. Gage Sampson from the Facebook. This is from probably a couple weeks ago. Hopefully it's relevant. We'll find out as I read it. He says, I know a lot of people have talked about the bubble popping, but you've said it isn't close. I'm curious, what are major signs that the market will crash or go back to the way it was before 2019? That's a good question.
I think when you stop seeing huge names coming in, when we stop seeing a notable influx of attention, people, money, that's when I'd start to think, huh? But look what's happened over the past week. Topps releases an NFT. You know, Gary Vee still chirping about cards all the time. Simmons opening cards live on Instagram. Golden Auction in the news every other week. eBay coming up with new technology that launches this week or whenever it is. PSA making news. They're buying a new technology. I think when we stop seeing that for a while and we start seeing prices get stagnant and there not be as much attention, then I'd start to say, okay, what's going on? But right now it's like every week we have multiple news items and it's something or players are making significant jumps in value. Until that stops, I just don't see things overall slowing down.
Okay. There's a phrase in the trading world that says buy the rumor, sell the news. I think it applies a little bit to this in the sense that we keep getting a lot of news. I think as long as we continue to get a lot of rumors though about like new things coming out, I think we're probably still in a safe area.
Nice. Hey, here's some news too. It just popped. Actually, ESPN just chatted up. So Mookie Betts, who's missed a while because he got whacked in the forearm on Monday, he is coming back tonight. I think some people wonder if that was going to be a little longer term. He'll be back tonight. Mookie's a killer. Yep, Mookie's a killer.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's about it. I don't know. That was a pretty solid mailbag. I think we covered most of them.
Oh, thank goodness, because I'm literally excited. Just going to grasp at straws.
I am excited. The show is going to be coming out recently. Like, as soon as we're done, it's going to be released within a couple of hours. This is big because, like, lately, there's been, like, news right after. Like,
what happened on the last episode?
Well, so LaMelo got announced as coming back right after, I think. And then Tatum, we were like, man, Tatum's been on fire. Yeah. And then he bombed that night against the Bulls.
Yeah.
Yeah, Simmons called, and he's like, hey, I've been thinking, and whenever he says this, I've come to learn, like, hey, I'm thinking about something. It doesn't mean my, which is fine. It's not calling for my opinion, which makes sense. I love the idea, though. I think it's, and the other thing that's nice is, like, I've referenced, hey, these cards are on eBay right now for auction going off tonight. Well, if you hear the show tomorrow, it doesn't help you. Now it's like, oh, those LaMelo cards, they're going off at auction tonight. Cool. Listen to the podcast today, and you can find the LaMelo cards tonight. It's still relevant.
Oh.
So I do kind of like that. So
we're so hot right now. I mean that in like the topical, like people want to talk here.
We almost finished.
Hey, I've got a day of history before we end the show.
Go ahead.
It's sports related. First National League game with the Boston Red Stockings beating the Philadelphia Athletics, April 22nd, 1876. Sports.
I'm glad you worked in a Boston angle. Many people whine about me being Boston biased. I don't even talk about them that much. No Celtics mentions today at all, by the way, in the relevant news section. So
who will go through and listen to every episode and find out how many times Mike has mentioned a Boston team?
Celtics odds, by the way, they had the Eastern Conference odds to make the finals. 25-1 for the Celtics, 12-1 for the Heat. I don't hate either one of those odds. I'm not a gambling man, but if I was, those are two cute numbers to look at.
So you don't like, we're not talking about Boston or we are? I can't tell.
We're not talking about anything Boston.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
That's your
show. Hey, that was our show.
Sportscardsnonsense.com.
You can ask questions. Plug. I got a plug for you. Don't forget, anybody who was in on the Star Stock, if you're into physical cards, we do have a promo code out there. If you sign up with the promo code nonsense, all lowercase, you get an extra $10 when you start your account. Yep. Boom, bam.
A couple other plugs. Oh, the only other question I saw you didn't ask, people said, will you be going to the Nationals in Chicago at the end of July? The answer is yes, as long as the Nationals still happen. I think it's still on the fence because it's Illinois. Something about like they have to get to level 5 for gatherings. I don't have any idea what that means. It sounds like they're optimistic it's going to be allowed. And if it does happen, we will be going for sure. I think we've got some time on the main stage to do like a live pod, which would be kind of cool. Which is why I like this format.
On our hotels? I didn't know we weren't.
Either way, we're going. Either way, at this point, we're going to Chicago. I'll tell you that right now. So yeah, we're looking forward to
watch me eat a deep dish pizza. That's a fact.
I'll be honest with you. Chicago deep dish is too much. I'm all set.
Okay, end it.
I don't have a ton of, so there you go. That's Sports Cards Nonsense brought to you by the Ringer Podcast Network, powered by Spotify. Get it anywhere you listen to your podcast. We got sportscardsnonsense.com for merch and for our frequently asked questions segment. For our card services, by the way, I can't look at you. I wish we could release just this video. The face on my co-host here is just,
I'm just,
it's a treat.
Enjoying.
It's a treat.
I enjoy listening,
you know, let me
to
give
you,
a quick plug too,
it's
to the card
pleasure.
Services. We don't do this all the time, but we do get a lot of the messages. By the way, if you ask about card services in the mailbag, we always skip the questions for this reason. It's all in our card services. Where should I grade? Where should I break? Where should I consign? Very simple. We go to sportscardsnonsense.com, card services. So for breaking, the company I still help out with, Geo Breaks, there's a link to the break page there. If you want consignment, pcsportscards.com, the link is on our website. Walk-off submissions for grading. They do PSA, BGS, SGC, and CSG now, I believe. They also do assessments and like kind of wipe down your cards for you. We've got Matt Sellers for consignment as well. PC Sports only consigns graded cards. Sellers Sports Cards, which the link is on there, or 5-star seller. He does raw and graded, so you can hit him up. If you need supplies, which are crazy tough to come by right now, penny sleeves, top loaders, boxes, all that, ColumbiaHobby.com, Steve Tingwall runs that. There's a link on the site. And then if you're looking for a card shop online or a physical location just outside of Nashville, Grand Slam Collectibles. Nate Burns, I always say this, is as big a name and is as good a person as you will find in the hobby.
He's buying a plane, for goodness sakes.
It's called a jet. Take a breath. That's okay. It. I think we did all the plugs effectively. And make sure you look for us on Locker Room. We're going to start messing around.
And social media.
And social media. We're going to try to get Richard Simmons on Locker Room. He doesn't know that, but if he listens, he might.
He's sweating to those old baby.
There you go. You did great today. A++. Is that an option?
All right. That's it. That's the end of the show. I wanted to play the Seinfeld intro, the exit.
I don't think you can do that.
We have. Sure, legally, we can. We can do whatever we want.
Legally, you
Corey,
cannot do that.
Could I have played the Seinfeld exit sound?
I actually don't know. We'll check with legal.
That's a no. We're going to check it with legal. You know what? We'll wait. Just keep the pod running. Be real quiet.
All right. Call. So to end it. Boom, 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 boom.
There you go. See you on Friday. Later.
Thursday. Bye.